una revolucionaria de la revolución, cuando un carbón suba por el chip, que aquí es que se trata de una acción de Juan Minchi, la más cumple de la acción de Chino, por el chip, en el mundo. No, se lo voy a decir en el mundo de la Minchi. And the DA has attended all the meetings last week on the day of the meeting. But today I'm not here. I don't know the reason why they are here. They look at me and approach here. But today the DA will be there. Now, can you the summary of the report? The two pages. Over to you.
Good morning, honorable members. Just to summarize, part of the requirements for the appointment of the NYCE board members in the act legislated that candidates will be subjected on a qualification check and security clearance. Ideally, we wanted the processes to be done before we did the interviews on the 29th of March, but because of the time, those regulations could not be done irrespective of the 12 candidates were interviewed. Following the process, we received verification outcomes, one contract for all the candidates, where all the 12 candidates were present. And then there were two concerns that were raised of two candidates out of the 12, that is Mr. Fulani Chekuta and the Kenneth Marlowe. And the state security agency requested that we two candidates for a detailed report about them. We should do fingerprints. And then the parliament will facilitate the process so that the two candidates who verify the healthy indicated that there was a possible criminal record for the two. Mr. Chekuta is not cooperating for work with the security agencies in that he stated that he has withdrawn from the process. As a result, we contacted him to do that information in writing, but we have not yet received anything like that. So, no fingerprint was taken for Mr. Chekuta. And then Mr. Kenya cooperated with the process. And then it was found that he was guilty and was discharged by the court in the defense of 1920. So there was no criminal record against him. So in terms of security content, it was only Mr. Chekuta, which is not banned and the provider or who. So the meaning that there is no security content about them. In respect to qualification verification, there is a requirement that countries should sign a form of consent before the limit interpreted by which you need to a company to consult the entities to verify the qualification. We contacted the countries for them to comply with any reform so that the company may do verification to the entities. Again, Mr. Chekuta did not return the consult form, so that the agency can do verification of its qualification if it's not complied with the process. And it should be bearing in mind that part of the appointment process is for that candidate to comply with this process. And then the other candidate, Mr. Ken Ngoz, is also did not present the personal credential disclosure form for the agency to hold and verify qualification with the institution. So Mr. Chekuta also did not comply with this requirement. And then the last one that Mr. Andrea Jacobs said, although Mr. Andrea Jacobs has submitted that he has, in terms of qualification, that he has another diploma, remember the process of education is to verify whether that diploma is a particular and was issued by a particular university. In that regard, the student number was required, but we in China Parliament consulted with it, but to this meeting we have not yet got the outcome of the qualification. To summarize, the security concerns of all candidates except your food that was conducted, and it was found that there are no security concerns of the 12 candidates of the 11 besides the food. And then for verification of qualifications, only Mr. Jefuta and Mr. Jefuta who did not comply with the process.
Thank you very much, Amari. I must say that both myself and the co-chair were approached by the parliamentary faculty in the verification. Because Mr. Jefuta is in the EA, asking questions about why I'm requesting him to find the consent form and the process and so on. So we did agree that he must be given a fair extension, and Parliament must write him a letter to explain that what you are doing, the location, in line with the requirements for the access. So that letter was written to him in case of fair extension. So therefore, in line with the requirements, we have got two countries, two of them is qualified. That's very requirement. Those countries are in particular Shelfuta and in Sanchez, also. So now we have to then consider the 10 remaining countries. Now we are going to open for discussion. The last time when we met, he had agreed as per the proposal of the IFP that we are going to have a discussion. Well, we are going to consider the foreign, but also have considered a general discussion and motivation with members of the Federation. So what we approach around the members, but we don't want to waste any kind of time. We would propose that we then deal with the name by name until we come to certain names that we have to recommend to the Parliament and then to the President. So we have got 10 candidates, for two of the candidates that we qualified. So I'm going to take hands for motivation of name by name and until where we are first or we don't accept the name that the COVID. Agreed? Can we get the motivation in respect of each candidate and see if we accept it? Honorable Sahar,
since it was in the third week, number two, and this number two, I think we need to change the answer.
Can you just switch on the mic?
Thank you, Chair. I think this is the only number two.
Yes,
and today, yes, today, and state disabilities and abilities. So, not only that, to check in terms of appearance, if you follow the system, if you have a representative of the nation, and so on, and so on, you will have to do that. And also the performance of anyone in the from where it was, where it was, and we have to identify the power of the then one can be done by the people of the
nation. Agreed? All the families? Agreed? Number two?
Thank you, Chairman. So the candidate from this is Limutong Gaza. In this presentation, you are so confident and holding a bachelor of commerce. And when I look at the NYDA as a board member, you will be knowing all those calculations, because there'll be some other things that need financial management system.
Thank you very much, candidate number 8, has been motivated. Anything to send you to? Candidate number 6. Mr. Ramsum, Ramsum Kony.
Now, thank you very much. Are you ready?
Is it good to talk on
it? Yes. Okay. Now I want to motivate the candidates of Mr. Kenneth Moreno. That he has displayed maturity when he was presenting his case in the interview. But what is very important about him is the question of understanding of the evaluation. And it's going to help in this era of transition where we have historical and continuity of the work of the country. And you could see in the first interview that his own answering of questions were similar to Chinese yesterday. So that necessarily means they have a quality of experience that they have displayed in the and if you look at other candidates, they are new in this case. So they will be there to transfer knowledge and affect to them about this. So I think we need to consider Chinaman. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Can you understand with you? Let's move on. Candidate number 4. So
honorable Maria, please, and thank you. My name is Kapoor, who is candidate number 3. I think she interviewed quite very well. She also displayed understanding and serious involvement of youth development, not only in Guatemala, but all provinces. I'll go on and on and on, but I think when she interviewed her very well, and then she also has a higher level in the system.
Thank you very much. Any depending view on Kati Ray, but maybe the problem. And first, the part here on my right, with another program of the
thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much for the effort you made. I love the way of the Chairman, I'm in the name of Mr. Sudhisar. Although he had some challenges in the interview, especially of the new challenges in the party, he displayed the knowledge of working in the action. And currently the head of the Department of Science of and Math in the Department of Education in the head of working a lot with the students. And currently on going from the volunteer lab of Ukraine, but even in Latin economics, he works with the young people in different NGOs, different programs, he still has some recognition as well. Where he works with the other community, that our nation policy. And I'm hoping to that given a chance for this one, he will quickly adapt to the work of the NITA as the office rules to take the program of the NITA, especially to the regular rules he has for challenges.
I don't know. Thank you, Honorable. Thank you, sending you. Not sending you, but the name of the institution. Yeah. Before, there was a health of the honorable Kaula. Thank you.
Quite present, I want to recover the name of Valerie Majori. He also explained the ethical understanding of the MIT, which is one of the special of the point. And he acknowledged the MIT previously was made to be projected in within the threat of the finance issue. And the previous board is very well intended as well. And she also said that she observed in what is coming of the outgoing board, which I think is a continuity of the need to question with very far protect a very good positive image of the IGA. She was a female, generalized, talented, skilled, she was marginalized, she comes from counting. And which is what we did in the step of the MMD study out and the platform, and that's a wonderful and that
thank you very much. The name of Vandile Majori has been motivated. Any independent view? We accept the name.
I think we the expected to recommend certain names. She allowed me to take the name of Naledi Makulupula. One, she has got the qualification, the necessary qualification. Two, she's still young and energetic. Possibilities are that any country that wishes to really succeed to ensure that it invests for young people. And I think it will be proper that we give her an opportunity to go within the one NYG. And apart from that, she's a woman and a whole million other people around here who fully support that Nema Poli Poli should also be considered to be part of NYG. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any defending you?
No.
We have got seven names and there is no further nomination of the names and motivation. So, can we get just to look at the names again?
I wanted to declare whether like the motion is into a
number three, that's the year, which is the year, strong one.
that same approach. The fifth candidate would be the candidate of Chinese Ambassador and the judicial Yama. And the fifth candidate is Chinese Ambassador in charge of the police, and the last one is Chinese number 8, which in terms of the district is Nagari Mao for the
office. Okay, those are the candidates that we have at present. Do you agree, honorable members, that those are the candidates that we should call on to have?
Yes.
Agree?
Yes.
Any dissenting view?
No, I'm not dissenting, but I wanted to read a very personal issue that we have before I think the question.
Yeah, but I'm saying that.
I'm not dissenting. I
still
want to
read
your question. I think it has to
do. Yeah, but can you please allow me to read your because if you agree that we will start a new approach, that we will start to agree that this is the approach that the protocol, and everybody else has agreed to that, and you want to read something at the table. Can we just check if there is any dissenting group? Something done by our colleagues? Honorable Paul?